turn the heat on. And that can get very uncomfortable.
Much more Dickinsonian.
So, obviously this is a reading room now for the wee ones. This room was largely empty, and this was where I smelled the brownies, and there's a microwave over there, so I thought maybe something had been heated up in there, and then later on I found out that nobody had been in here for 3 days. And when I mentioned it, that was when the teacher told me that she smelled brownies, and she thought I had them in my office. And then downstairs, you know, we went downstairs, and that's when I realized the kitchen. I knew the kitchen had been redone. It used to be a full kitchen. Now there's a sink and a microwave and a coffee maker, and that's all. The stove has been removed, and the refrigerator, or no, there's a refrigerator, I'm sorry. There used to be a meat freezer and a stove there, and those are both, they've both been removed. So there's no way to make brownies here, plus nobody been around for 3 days. And that aroma has resurfaced a few times since then, and we're never able to figure out where it comes from. And the only person, this was not a bedroom, this was a conference room or a meeting room for them. Brother Joseph, who was one of the last monks to live here, he was a monk. He was one of the last ones to live there. Apparently, loved brownies and pretty much had them around all the time, and was constantly making them. And he passed away in March or April, and this was about when those things started. Another thing that happened is they're gone now because school's out of session. They used to have kids who needed help aren't taught it. And they have things for them to play with. I don't see them here, but there was a giraffe that they would come in here. Nobody had been in here all weekend long. And find the giraffe turned around facing the wall. And nobody had been in here. They thought I was doing it to mess with them, and I didn't even know it was in here. And they asked me about it. No, I don't come in here. And there have been some other things. I know... there's the usual, people feel like somebody's, the secretaries have said they felt like somebody was standing outside their office, and they go out there and there's nobody there. So things like that that aren't necessarily unusual, but just other stuff like that has been happening. But I think it's the brownies seem to be the thing that's spooking everyone here most.